Hey, Brother Joseph, how you doing tonight?
Okay, brother.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice. And folks, welcome back. I hope y'all had a good weekend out there. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Honored to be here with Pastor Joseph Ferrara. And with that, we'll get started. Brother Joseph, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Sure. It's good to hear your voice too, Shannon.
Thank you, my friend.
And I pray, and I know we're on the same page tonight with the Lord and His Word and the Holy Spirit we invite right now. We need you, Holy Spirit, to help us, and we can do nothing without you. And we just want to lift up Jesus Christ tonight, and He will be glorified throughout the world. We pray that you draw the people right now, Lord, as you are moving by your Spirit on this message tonight, and we're expecting great things to happen as people and their faith is enlarged tonight. Their faith is strengthened. Their faith is strengthened in the supernatural, where you cannot limit God. God cannot be limited because He's a self-existing God. He's self-sufficient, and He could be everything that you need Him to be to you. And that's what I am means. I am. And Moses said after he received the call, "Who shall I say sent me?" And he said, "You tell him. You tell the people I am sent you." So He is all sufficient tonight, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're going through tonight. And just open yourself up to the Holy Spirit and believe God for the impossible. All things are possible if you believe. And nothing is impossible with God. And God said that twice in the Bible. Once to Abraham, and the other scripture is in Jeremiah, "Is anything too hard for me?" So God is beyond the realm that we're in. We're in sense realm. We're in sense knowledge. We live by the Creator's creation of us with a fallen nature until we become reborn. We have to be reborn by the Spirit. We were born in the flesh. We need to be born in the Spirit. When we become born again in the Spirit, then our life completely changes. Now we submit ourselves to the Spirit. And no longer the flesh is taking complete control of us. And we learn that as children of God, as we grow, more and more God takes over the flesh, and we crucify the flesh, and we learn to walk in the Spirit and yield ourselves to the Spirit. And that's a learning process, and we all grow, and we have to use our faith. Now, God's given all of us a measure of faith. We all have a measure of faith. And God is the author and the finisher of our faith. So faith is a substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So God's given us faith, and then He gives us something with the faith to believe Him for. And if you look at the faith chapter, which we call the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, God said He started everything by faith. By faith. And then He spoke about the people He used, and He put them in the faith chapter to show us that we can do what they did. So we start off tonight with that understanding before we get into the message, and that is the foundation of this message, that all things are possible if you believe. Tonight, whatever you're going through, God is able. Don't count him out. Don't say God can't do this, God can't do that. It's too hard for the Lord. He can't do it. No, no, no. That's sense knowledge. God is a supernatural God, and it's proven in Scripture about all the mighty works he did. So, Father, inspire the people tonight to walk a closer walk with you as you demonstrate in Scripture your great power and miraculous power, to encourage us that all things are possible with you and not to limit you. You know why? The children of Israel did not enter into the promises because they limited God. After God did so many great miracles, then they said God can't prepare the table in the wilderness. They limited God. And we know that God brought forth water out of a rock. So many miracles did they see. And that's the way it is, my friend. We pray for you tonight that the Holy Spirit will anoint you as you tune in tonight to hear the gospel, the good news. This is good news tonight that I'm preaching. This is good news for you. Receive the message tonight that comes from heaven, that comes from the Scriptures. Jesus said to the religious leaders, you do err, or you are in error, because you do not know the Scriptures or the power of God. God is a God of great power. Look what he did with the Red Sea. He opened up the Red Sea. So 1 to 5 million people went through the Red Sea, which was standing up on each side on the heaps as all the people and all the children and all the animals and a lot of stuff that people brought with them. They went to the other side. That was totally impossible. Totally impossible. And then God took care of their enemies. And they all went into the water. And they drowned in the water after God's people made it to the other side. They made it to the other side. And God wants you to make it, my friend. And God wants you not to limit him. In the ministry tonight, whatever he's doing with you in ministry or you're learning in the church, you're sitting under the teaching of the pastor, and you're learning the word, and you're growing in God, and God builds our faith by messages from the Word of God. As your faith increases, as you get to know how mighty God is, but what he does in your life personally. So we pray tonight. We pray always for the orphans that have a soft heart. God has a softness in his heart for orphans. We pray, Lord, that he, the Lord God of the harvest, will send people to help the children grow in these orphanages. Lord, that you will send laborers in the harvest field to help these children grow in the admonition of the Lord, that they will learn the Bible at a young age. They will grow into maturity, Lord, and they will be a great blessing in life. And we pray for the widows in the church, that the church will take care of the widows, Father God, because they are without a husband, and we pray that that will be taken care of by the churches of the Lord thy God, the kingdom of God that we represent tonight. We preach Jesus tonight. Jesus Christ crucified. That's Christianity. We preach Jesus Christ crucified. There's no other way to be saved. There is no other way to be saved but by the cross of Jesus Christ. You got to come to the cross. where it was all done for you, personally done for you. Jesus had you on his mind when he was nailed to the cross. That's why he had joy. Joy, even though he suffered much, mentally, physically, emotionally, he had us on his mind, and that was the joy, that we would come, that we would come, just like you, when you have great joy, when you win somebody to Jesus, you have great joy in your heart. So tonight, we ask God's blessing upon Israel, Lord, and Netanyahu. Father, we pray that you anoint him and give him wisdom, Lord, in the war right now in Israel, that you will anoint him, Father, and give him great wisdom, Lord, and give him peace. He's under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. And Father God, let him not be strayed by what he feels he has to do, Lord, by the pressures of the world that come upon him. Help him to stand strong. Continue to give him good leaders to be with him, Lord, and add strength and new soldiers and artillery as they're out there on the front lines to finish the job that they started. They got a job to do, Lord, a job they feel that they have to do. They have to finish it, Lord. Help them to finish it, Lord. The hardships, like one general said, war is hell. And you actually see hell itself on the battlefield with people being maimed and people being their heads blown off, their body parts flying in the air, blood all over the place, the stench of burnt flesh, Lord, people being buried alive. Lord, war is hell on earth. Compared to hell under the earth, there is no comparison to hell under the earth. And you don't want to go there. And it's a spiritual war here that we are fighting. Paul said, I've run the race. I've fought the good fight. I stayed on course. And then he became a martyr for Jesus when he stood for Jesus and he died for the faith that he had in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray tonight for Shannon Davis and his ministry. We pray, O Lord God, we've been together for many years preaching the gospel on YouTube, and it's an honor to be on tonight preaching again what God has for us. Come expectingly to be changed. Come expectingly to enter into a realm of miraculous miracles. Because I believe that God is restoring the gift of miracles to the church in these last days that we live in. I believe that God is restoring the ministry of miracles to the church like they used to have it years ago. I know that it's happening in places, but he's going to restore it in a lot more places where the gifts of miracles will be done in the church and outside the church walls. Miracles. So, Lord, we pray tonight for these prayer requests, and you will bless Shannon Davis and his family and touch him, continue to anoint him, give him a fresh holy oil anointing, fill him with the Holy Ghost and power, give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, divine protection, Father, where he lives. We thank you that angels are encamped about him and his family. Keep them safe from all the attacks. We cover them with the blood tonight. We cover them with the blood, Jesus. Jesus. We cover them with the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. I believe in miracles. Oh, I believe in God. So tonight, you have faith. God said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to go, and it has to obey you. Jesus said that. So you would think, as he was teaching that, that he was standing near a mountain. And a mountain is huge. And the person hearing that teaching is saying, well, how in the world is that mountain going to go? But Jesus was talking about troubles. And we have troubles in our life. And they're like mountains. And Jesus said, if you have faith and believe me, you can tell this hindrance that's standing in front of you to go in the name of Jesus, and it will go. It will go. That's one way of great things happening in the miraculous. Lord, we ask that you anoint the audience now. As the power of God comes down upon them tonight, Lord, as we touch and agree tonight with this message, as we touch and agree in our prayers, Father, that you would protect the innocent where war is, that you would save the innocent, that you would save the believer, Lord, that you will help them. You said these things would happen, Jesus, and now these rumors have become reality. We pray for your angels to be sent to the battlefield to do the bidding of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray for all these requests, and that you would bring in every financial need that this ministry needs tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm in the book of John chapter 6 tonight. The book of John chapter 6. And Jesus is going to do a great miracle. And a miracle is something in the natural that God uses in the spiritual, miraculous, to do a miracle. Now, we must remember that Jesus did not act on his own. Jesus left down his deity. He became a disciple of his Father. And he said in the same book of John that he did not do anything without his Father. He submitted to the will of his Father. He said, what I see the Father do, that's what I do. What I hear the Father say, that's what I say. What I see the Father doing, that's what I do. I don't do anything without him. He does the work through me. He is in me, and he does it through me. Remember that tonight as we start off in the book of John, who wrote about his miracles, signs and wonders, and this is the knowledge of God in the book. We are to grow in the knowledge of God. And we are to learn. We are to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the knowledge of God. And you learn line upon line, precept upon precept. God gives you a little here and a little there. He is the author and he is the finisher of your faith. And because of your obedience to walk by faith and believe God, I believe he gives an increase. God gives the increase of your faith, and he rewards your obedience of walking in faith. And the Bible says, your faith has made you whole. But we have to remember that God is working with us because he's the author and the finisher of your faith. And he's working with you to accomplish whatever God has told you in your life. Whatever promise he gave to you, whatever God said to you in your life, though it tarry, it will come to pass. If God said it, God will do it, and God will bring it to pass. You just got to hold on and believe God. And sometimes you go through the fire. Sometimes you go through the flood. Sometimes you go through the storms. But remember, we all come through the blood, Christians. The blood of Jesus that withstood the greatest storm for us. And he stood in love and faith for us. John chapter 6, starting at the first verse. After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Jesus loved the Sea of Galilee. He lived in Capernaum, and that's where a lot of the apostles lived, right around Capernaum. They all went fishing in Galilee. Jesus loved the Sea of Galilee, over Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. So you had different types of people that were following Jesus. You were following the faithful, those that were truly faithful to follow him. Those that were truly faithful to follow him for a miracle because they were sick and diseased. Then you got others that came and followed him just to see his power. Just to see the miracles. And then you had the religious people that came to always find something wrong with Jesus and to criticize. But Jesus always had something good to say to them. He had a lot of wisdom. And he put them in their place. And they did not get advantage with Jesus. Because Jesus was the real thing. Let me tell you that tonight, everybody, Jesus is the real thing. The enemy of our soul tries to deceive us, but he is not the real thing. He tries to copy God, and he cannot do it because he is not the real thing. He's got power, but God has more power. Just like in the Old Testament, when God told Moses to take the rod and throw it down on the floor, and the rod turned into a snake. And Moses fell back because he was stirred by a big, large snake. And then God created a snake that ate that snake. And God was showing Moses, he was calling him to a miracle ministry. Right off the bat, a bush was burning in the desert. And that was very familiar. That happened all the time. But this bush did not go out. The others that were burning went out. This bush did not go out. And that's when the angel of the Lord was in that bush speaking. speaking to Moses, giving him the call. Moses said, I'm slow of speech. I can't do it. I can't talk. After being out in the wilderness for 40 years, God was preparing Moses to do the great work that he was calling him to do with God's people. God gave Abraham a promise. For 400 years, they would be in bondage. But after 400 years, God would deliver them and set them free from their captives. And God heard the moaning of the people crying in the wilderness, moaning and groaning in their bondage. And God had Moses prepared. And Moses saw the power of God. Moses saw that he was going to be used of God. And now faith in action was seen in the miraculous. Jesus loves people. God loves people. He healed the sick, the diseased, the demon-possessed. He raised the dead. He set the captives free. He was known to have a good reputation by the people because he went around anointed, setting the people free from all the oppression of the enemy. Jesus had the power of God on him, the Holy Ghost power, when he anointed, read the book in Luke 4:18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to open up the prison doors, to open up the eyes of the blind, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Jesus was looking down on the people, the multitude, not looking down on them in a bad way. He just was in a mountain because he had to preach to them. And when you were up in a mountain, it was like a stereo because they didn't have microphones in those days. So there was like an echo in the mountains how high you went up and the people came to hear you. Your voice would carry in the mountains. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. Today is Passover. Today we celebrate Passover. The great passing of the Jewish people out of bondage, and they opened up the Red Sea, and they saved them, Almighty God, from their captives, from Pharaoh, and destroying the Jewish people with the call to go into the Promised Land. And this was what they did with the Passover. And Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? So Jesus had this in his mind from his Father, in his heart, to feed the people. Now you're talking about 10,000 people, 5,000 men, it says, but you got to think about women and children. And are you kidding me or what? Philip must have said. That is beyond reason. That is beyond reason. How are we going to feed all these people? You know, and Philip said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. He already had revelation from his father on what he was going to do. Philip did not have that revelation. He had faith in Jesus. And he saw Jesus do miracles. Philip. But this, they only had how much money? Philip answered, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient. What is he talking about? The feeding of 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes. The Passover and the 200 pennies worth, 200 denarii was 200 days' wages. The denarius penny was the average day's wage of a working man. That's what they had in the treasury. Jesus was a traveling evangelist because he said that. He said that I must go into other cities where I am called. And he went and preached the good news to every town and every city. And they had a treasurer. And the people would give clothes, food, and money to help the disciples and Jesus to live, because a lot of times they did not go into a house. They would find a place outside the town and make a fire and cook their own food and sleep out there, and they paid their own way, and people would help them in ministry to do that. So they helped Jesus to have the natural things of life, but they didn't have enough money in the treasury to feed all these 5,000 people. So Philip's faith was being tried or proven of what God is going to do. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Jesus got it from his father. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. So they looked around to see in the natural, right, in the natural realm where we live, how are we going to feed this multitude? Jesus wants to feed the people because they've been following him so many days. They're following him and they're tired and they're fainting. They're hungry. They've been fasting from not eating. And Jesus wants to meet their need and keep them going, and they don't have it. They don't have it. But there is a lad there with five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? Now, maybe he was with Peter, he was there when Jesus did the great miracle, when he told Peter to go out into the deep. And they were fishing all night and they could not catch anything. And then Jesus asked to borrow Peter's boat. And Peter gave him the boat. And Jesus reciprocated, because he was calling Peter to the ministry to no longer fish in the natural, but to fish for men. But he was using their callings in life to make money for their wives and their children as fishermen, he used that to get them into spiritual things. He used the natural to get them into the spirit. That's how God does a miracle. He takes the natural things of this world, he intervenes, and he blesses it, and it becomes a miracle, because it cannot be done without the power of God, the supernatural power of God. The same way the man's arm was withered, he came to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Be healed," and his arm grew out, a creative miracle. His arm was gone, and Jesus said, "Be healed," and his arm extended, a creative miracle, created right on the spot. God does that today. He has the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. Hebrews 13:8. He doesn't change. The gospel good news does not change. It was the same for them as it is for us, and greater. Greater works will you do in my name. Go and preach the gospel, and I will be with you, working with you, signs and wonders, as you preach the gospel. They're learning about what they're going to do, where they're going to go, the people they're going to be ministering to. And now they're looking around wondering, you know, here goes Jesus. How is he going to do this with five fishes? Three fishes or two fishes? Small fishes and five barley loaves. That is not sufficient to feed this crowd. Hallelujah. But then the supernatural power of God started to move. Because God was with Jesus. And God was blessing Jesus as he took the words that the Father had given him and he spoke them. He spoke them by obedience. And Jesus said in verse 10, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number, about 5,000 men. That's a lot of people. This is an open field. Maybe there was hills around, but this is 5,000 men. God is getting everything in order the way he sees it, through his eyes and through his heart of humanity. Remember, he had compassion on humanity, that they were like sheep without a shepherd. After they did that, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that sat down. Once God got it, Jesus, once he looked up to the Father and he blessed it, the supernatural started moving. You remember when they were on the road to Emmaus and Jesus went to the discouraged disciples, say, "Why are you so discouraged? Why are you down? Why are you like this?" And they said to Jesus, because they didn't recognize Jesus, they said, "A great prophet in word and deed is not with us anymore." And so Jesus began to talk to them, and they were so inspired in their heart, they said, "Will you eat with us?" And Jesus went, and he dined with them. And they made dinner or supper, and Jesus prayed. And as soon as Jesus prayed, their eyes were open. After Jesus preached the Old Testament scriptures about what must be fulfilled, and that he fulfilled the law, he fulfilled the Old Testament scriptures to the people that were sitting nearby. And there was so much power and fire that their eyes were open, and suddenly Jesus just disappeared. Out of their sight, he was gone. He was gone, and he was resurrected. He appeared to them to encourage him that they were alive, that Jesus was alive, and that the disciples knew it now, that the one that they killed did rise from the dead. He is alive. So as soon as Jesus held up and gave thanks of the loaves, and he said to the Father, "Thank you. Thank you, Father, for this bread. Thank you that you sent this boy here with his lunch. Thank you that he gave us, he was a giver. The little boy that had the food did not say no to the Lord, but he gave it to Jesus, his own lunch. And Jesus took it and gave thanks. Gave thanks for God that gives us bread and fish, that it all comes from God. We should be very thankful at what God blesses us, and give thanks. That's the way God wants us to enter in every morning. I enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving, and giving thanks. Thanks to the Father. They sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, remember this, when Jesus took the loaves, when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down. And he fed all the multitude. So as he blessed it, and as they started to give out, by what? Faith. Faith. And God would bless the next basket. And there would be enough in the basket to bless the next basket. And the next basket. And as they gave thanks and as they gave out to the next one, the next person said thank you and gave it to the next basket. 5,000 plus women and children, maybe 10,000 people altogether, were filled. Filled. With fish, and that they would eat. Even in abundance they ate, and it didn't stop. There was fish left over, there was bread left over. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. See, Jesus makes good use of everything. Everything, the bread. The woman that came to Jesus and said, I'll just take a crumb of the bread that falls from the table. Jesus called her a dog. a Gentile dog. We have nothing to do with you. He said, the dogs eat, the puppies eat under the table. They ate the crumbs falling off the table, the puppies. And she said, just give me a crumb of the bread of life coming from you, Jesus. I don't need a whole loaf, I just need a crumb. What are you believing for tonight? If God did this for them, God will do it for you. As you receive a miracle tonight, everything was lost. The fragments were gathered up. And what God does is he does, when he feeds the multitudes, is the increase of the measure that he received as Jesus gave, as the miracle increased, it increased more, it increased more, and it increased more. Being on this air tonight of technology, as I preach God's word, thousands and even millions of people might hear the word of God, and multitudes will come to Jesus Christ as the increase of power, the increase of faith, because God proved himself as God, that he was God, because no one could do these miracles but God. No one could tell a man like Peter to go down by the sea and you will find a fish, and in the fish's mouth there will be a coin, and we'll be able to pay our taxes in the temple, Peter. A miracle! A miracle by a word of knowledge. Jesus seeing it in the spirit and telling Peter where to go. And God's already got it ready for you, Peter. All you've got to do is obey and walk down and get it. How many of you need a miracle financially tonight? Well, I'll tell you a short story right now. R.W. Schambach was an evangelist, and he had a big tent, and he would go all over the United States and sometimes overseas, and he went to the poor. He went to people that didn't have money. He went to the afflicted and sick. He went to the people that didn't know Jesus. And he had trucks that would carry the tents. And his saying was, after a great testimony by a man, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Because the man that told Schambach this story, this man went through hell and he died, and Jesus came in his hospital room and told him to go out, to go in the bathroom and shave, go out and get a Bible, and go back home. And God gave him his house back, and God gave him his business back. Everything he had lost, God restored to him. And he's telling Schambach at one of his tent meetings, and Schambach couldn't eat his meal because he was telling him the story, and tears were coming down his face. And he said to Schambach, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. But what was weighing on Schambach was financial needs, that he had to pay his bills, and he didn't have the money. So he went back, and God told him, go over to this truck. That was one of the trucks that pulled one of the pieces of the tent and other equipment. He said, open up the hood of the truck. And Shambach did it, and he looked inside the engine, and he felt around the truck, and he found a roll of money. A roll of money in the engine of the truck. Thousands and thousands of dollars rolled up with rubber bands. And God helped Shambach pay a lot of his bill with that money. God is able to take the natural and turn it into supernatural. Peter walked on water. That is not natural. Supernatural. When he believed God. But then he went into error when he doubted. There were certain things that hindered Peter, which was doubt, fear, entered in when he was standing on that water in that storm. And that's what the devil tries to take from us, to stop us from believing the supernatural, from stopping us for us to get out of the way and die to self and let God do what he wants to do in our life. Because God wants us to move in the supernatural. I call down the Holy Spirit from heaven to come down on the people tonight and to grant them their miracle, Lord. I stand in the gap for the land. I pray for many people that are lost tonight that do not know Jesus, that they will come to the cross that Jesus died on and won the victory for all mankind. I pray that they believe the miracle worker, the same miracle worker that walked the seas of Galilee is the same miracle today, the same miracle today, the same miracle worker wherever you are in this world. I pray for the anointing of God, for the presence of God. I pray that God will pour out miracles tonight upon people that are believing God for the impossible. It's just not logical to the human brain, but it's God, and that's the way God does things, in the supernatural. Supernatural faith, as we believe God, as God gives the increase. I tell you tonight, my beloved, you that are already saved, God does miracles tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. To you that do not know Jesus, just come to him right now and ask him to forgive you of your sins and believe what he did for you at the cross and ask him to come in your heart and to be your Lord and Savior. Just say a prayer like this, sincerely, by the grace of God. That's how you're saved. It's a gift. God wants you to have his son. It's free. He did the work. We have to believe. You believe God tonight. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, I believe in what you did for me at the cross. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I repent. I ask that you wash my sins away by your precious blood. I believe you died. I believe you rose again. I believe resurrection power is flowing tonight in my life where I am. This is not natural. This is supernatural. This is supernatural faith. God is granting me tonight blessings, blessings from heaven, blessings. You know, in A.A. Allen's meeting, oil came down in one of his tent meetings. Oil from heaven came down on all the people under the tent. That was miraculous. God was putting his approbation. God was putting his blessing upon that ministry because many people came against him because of the supernatural, what God was doing in that ministry back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. God's doing the same today. And I believe he's restoring the gift of miracles to the church. There's people here right now that agree with me by faith. Would you agree with me by faith tonight as I say this prayer, as I close this message tonight? Would you agree with me by faith? Just say with me, Father, I heard the word, and now I apply my faith to the prayer of agreement with Brother Joe. As we believe tonight and we confess and believe to the Lord that we agree for the perfect will of God for everyone that's hearing the sound of this voice, Lord, the voice of the word, as they hear the word, that they will act on the word by faith. And we ask that you will grant them miracles. Miracles tonight, as they lift up their hands to God, the sick and the suffering, Lord, people that are so sick they can't even talk, people that are laying in the streets at the sound of this voice, pour out your spirit upon them, Father. Send your laborers into the field. Go into hospitals, and they're watching TV as they turn onto YouTube, that they hear the message, that they feel the power right now of a sovereign move of God, that God is anointing. See, I believe tonight that God can do this. I believe he can do this. I believe he can pour his spirit out upon everyone that needs a miracle. I believe God can do that. Just like he fed the multitudes, thousands of people, I believe God can do it for you. Don't limit God. Don't limit God. I know you're going through a hard time. I know you're going through a rough year. You might have had a very hard year. You might have had a very hard day. You might have hard days, difficult times, a difficult marriage. Don't give up on your marriage. Keep praying for one another. Difficult times financially. Difficult times. But as you walk by faith, you get the miracles. Because as you keep walking with God and trusting him and believing with him, he will continue to be with you day by day as you trust him. Because in his mercy endures forever. His mercy is new every morning, and great is his faithfulness to you. Great is his faithfulness. Receive a miracle tonight. Believe God with all your heart. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Pray for one another, church, that you may be healed. Pray for your brother and sister in the assembly, that you may be healed, that they might be healed. Pray, Paul said. Preach the cross. Preach the cross. His true Christianity is when you put your faith, as we lift up Jesus tonight to you, and we give him all the glory. All the glory that he's doing tonight, it goes to God. It goes to God. We could do nothing without him. Every miracle tonight, he gets the glory. Are you looking tonight at your hands like Moses did? And he put his hand in his coat and he took it out and it turned to be leprosy. God said, put it back in your coat. And he took it out and he was healed. I got 1 minute, if I may. I heard a testimony today about a woman that had a very bad skin disease. Blotches all over her skin. And God healed her. She kept believing God. She kept walking down by the water of the beach for 3 years. And God healed her skin. All through her skin. And her sister in the faith said, I'd never seen such beautiful skin. And she said, look at the back of my head. And God left a spot there on the back of her head to show the miracle that was done for what she used to be and what God did for her. Maybe you have that on your skin and you need your skin to be healed. You got it all over your face, your body. Just like Moses, God can heal your skin. He received a miracle. And you're a Christian, and you receive a miracle tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Shannon. God bless you. Till next time, this is Pastor Joe and Joanne. We love you. Have a great life in Christ. We love you.
Hey, my brother, I love you too. Fantastic word today. What would you like to title your message for the archive tonight?
I believe in miracles.
Fantastic. Folks, I'm going to have this up in the next hour. I encourage everybody out there to get a copy of it and share it with a friend. Brother Joseph, if someone wants to write to you, do you have an address or an email you'd like to give out?
J&J by the sea at juno.com.
I'll send you a copy of tonight's show to that address. Brother Joseph, thank you. To you and Sister Joanne for doing these programs. We love y'all, and we'll see you next Monday.
Okay, brother.
Would
be safe.
Would you like to close us in prayer tonight?
Okay. Thank you for the honor to pray. I pray, Lord, for everything you did tonight, for all the people you touched tonight through this ministry. Lord, we wouldn't be able to do this without you. We wouldn't be able to do this if you didn't give us the strength and power to do this. This is a divine ministry. This is of God. This is the truth and the way. And that's what you said. And you gave us the authority to preach the good news to people all over the world by satellite. I pray, and the Bible says to honor one another and honor men. Bible says good men, to honor them, for this is good in the sight of God. And Lord, I honor my brother tonight, Shannon Davis, for his obedience and his hard labor in this ministry. Lord, I honor him tonight and his wife and children. I pray for your richest blessing upon them, Lord, and I pray that you give them the increase in their lives, and you know everything that they need, and I pray that you bless them abundantly, Lord, that they will know the abundant life, Father. And I pray for your angels to guard them and protect them, and that they will grow up and be very fruitful. And whatever they touch will be prospered, Lord, like Joseph. Whatever they touch, you will prosper. We love them. We thank you for using them in our lives as we work together, Lord, many miles away, but our hearts are connected very close together with you, Jesus, because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all connected, and our lives are hid with Christ. Tonight, we say goodnight to everyone that tuned in. I pray that you spread the word. All of you that know this ministry will go and tell someone as the Holy Spirit leads you to someone that needs Jesus. Will tune in to Omega Man, OmegaManRadio.com, Shannon Davis, that he has a great ministry, worldwide ministry, that preaches the gospel and ministers to people over the air when they call for prayer, have great needs. Father, desperados calling. I call them desperados that call with their, just like when they called Jesus, they were desperate and they said, help my son that throws himself in the fire. And Jesus delivered them, delivered that boy from those demon spirits that threw him in the fire. Lord, this ministry is powerful. It believes in that kind of deliverance for people that call. And they're desperados because they're calling on Jesus. But you're using Shannon and others to use them to deliver their people when they call on you, Lord. Continue to bless this ministry, Lord. Add to this ministry as it throws out the lifeline of salvation to those that do not know Jesus. I close it now for this night, but someday, tomorrow, sometime, it will start again. And each day is a blessing from the Lord. And we take one day at a time. And Jesus said that the day is sufficient of itself. And that you will provide everything that we need. As we put the kingdom first, you will take care of us. I pray for this blessing on him and his family, all the people that work with him. Father, I pray that their needs will also be met and abundantly as they grow in Christ. These laborers that work with him, I pray you pour your spirit out on his neighborhood. Sometimes Shannon goes out and evangelizes. And I pray that you bless his neighborhood, Father. Pour your spirit out. Give him favor with people. As he's a missionary, Lord. A missionary to Bali. He left the United States. But he's still in the United States with technology. But as a person, he left and he went to the mission field. And now he's at Bali. Bless him, Lord. Paul went when the people never heard Jesus. Paul went there to tell them about Jesus, to tell them about precious Jesus. I pray, because I saw him once on YouTube going out to his neighborhood and feeding the hungry people. Lord, bless that neighborhood. Bless those seeds. Bring the increase. Give him favor with the people, Lord. Hallelujah. Give them good health. Shannon, good health and strength for his labor. And his wife and children, Father. And nothing is too hard for you. Lord, I heard a story once. And I was in Bible school and I listened to one of the teachers. And he said he was at home with his wife and his children sitting at the table, and they had no food. They were sitting there with no food. And a person came to the door and brought them a bag of potatoes. And that was their meal for the night. God supplied their need with a bag of potatoes. Supernaturally, that man went through many experiences in God. He was a great man of God. He served God till he was in his 90s. He saw many acts of God in his life. And God took him to different places and blessed. As he trusted God, God gave the increase. God gave the increase in his family. He was a missionary. He was a missionary. He went and obeyed the call. They didn't have nothing, but God sent the best for them at that time. A bag of potatoes, and they cherished it, they cooked it, and they enjoyed it, and they thanked God for something to eat. David said, I never saw the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Well, you can trust God. He is the bread of life. I pray tonight as God pours out his life in his person as Jesus that many will receive life from the bread of life. He is the true bread. I love you tonight, everybody. I thank you for you. I thank you for this audience. May the love of God be with you and bless you and keep you. And Shannon, give him peace and his family. We love him. We appreciate him. We thank you for this honor. This is such a great honor to preach the gospel. The greatest message in the world is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Thank you, Brother Joseph and Sister Joanne, for partnering with us to do these shows. We love you both. We'll see you next week.
Okay, Shannon.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Love you very
much.
Love you
too. Folks, every week we have Pastor Joseph Farrar on this program. Powerful ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's going to conclude tonight. We just did three shows tonight. Brother Ron and Sister Miriam couldn't be with us tonight. They had another appointment, but they're going to be back next week. So we had Speak My Word tonight, read a couple chapters from Kings. We also had Dr. Del Sides, and that was Pastor Joseph Farrara. Now, we've got a great week for you. Let me just pull up tomorrow's schedule. I'm going to have Joe Cohen with a guest, Tim Keyes. I think we're going to have Dr. Daniel Daves live from Panama with Ralph Poupart and Deborah Vills. Wednesday, we're going to have our international show with Michael Cummins. We're going to have this week, Frank Marzullo will be back with us, Jesse Jernigan, Peter Johnson from the Gold Coast of Australia will be doing a special live program Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, which is Thursday, 12 noon if you're in Gold Coast of Australia, and more. Of course, Mike and Gil Patton back on Friday. John Terrell, Gary Stafford, guests, John Gogan, Lane and Mark out of Malachi, WMI, and more all this week. Saturday is Saturday Night Deliverance. We've done it 2 weeks in a row now. We're getting plenty of calls. This is exciting. And I'm going to begin to advertise early in the week so you can get the word out to friends, family, loved ones. You can make plans yourself for calling in if you need help, deliverance, you're being tormented, harassed, driven by demons, can't sleep, suicidal, you feel like you're under a curse, you're being raped in your sleep by succubus, you've got ungodly soul ties that need to be broken, you're seeing things in your house, whatever the case may be, you need deliverance. It was designed to do what nothing else will. We'll pray for you and command these spirits to leave you in Jesus Christ's name. That is Saturday night. 8 to 10. Maybe you need healing for your body. We'll pray for you that God touch you in Jesus' name. Saturday night, 8 to 10 Eastern, which is 5 to 7 Pacific, and we'll go overtime if we have callers. But that's every Saturday night, just for deliverance and open lines. Go to my website for more details, OmegaManRadio.com. I think I'm going to make some commercials this week and test them on YouTube, Reels, and maybe Facebook and Instagram Shorts. Or is it the other way around? YouTube Shorts, Facebook, Instagram, Reels, rather. Okay, I'm excited about what God is doing on these programs, and real honored to be with you. Saturday nights, join us, get the word out. All these shows that we're doing live every night, Monday through Friday, including the Saturday night program, they're going up in the archive. I've already got all the stuff from last week put up there. I just cut a couple new episodes, releasing them from the Reloaded Vault. They'll come out to you today. So plenty of content there for you. Go to my website, OmegaManRadio.com. That's all I have to say. If you want to support this program, many ways to do it over there. Thank you to those that have. You've enabled us to get this far. And about 2 days from now is my anniversary. 8 years coming to Bali from Las Vegas. Boy, it's been a long time. Got married 4 days later. Came in on a Monday, got married on the 29th, which was a Friday, so my anniversary too. And then this week, probably Wednesday, we're going to have the 100 show countdown. We're going to be at episode 10,900. So T-minus 100 episodes to go to hit our new milestone. By the grace of God, we'll get there, episode 11,000. If you've ever supported this program, you've partnered with me, and I think you're going to have some great fruit on your account in heaven and in this world as well. God keeps good books. If you've ever prayed for us or supported this program, helped us get the word out, you've got fruit. You partnered with us, and we would not be able to get this far without your help. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. Unless the Lord build it, those labor in vain, and he built this program, and we're going to go as far as we can. Thank you for coming on board with us. Learn more about that at OmegaManRadio.com. All I got to say about that. Love you all. Have a great day. And I'm going to close with a song. God bless you. Father God, bless everyone that came out today to speak. All the listeners. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over us all. Amen.